Now, it's been dubbed Conegate, but now Glasgow City Council seems to have climbed down and is about to announce it's abandoning plans to stop people climbing up to put a cone on the Duke of Wellington statue outside the Gallery of Modern Art in the city centre. Hugh Williams is there for us live this morning. Hugh, so is the cone in its usual place this morning?
No, Hayley, the Duke of Wellington is cone-free at the moment, but the plastic traffic bollard on the statue of the Duke has, as you say, become an iconic image of Glasgow. So controversial plans to consider constructing a new plinth caused consternation and were widely condemned online. Converts to the proposal argued that the statue needs to be cone-served, and they said the Duke's headgear presents a depressing image of the city, and constantly removing it remains considerable amounts of council taxpayers' money. But now the authority seems to have conceded that, as I've been hearing this morning, people love to see the cone.
I think the cone should stay because it's famous in Glasgow.
Is it not a bit disrespectful to the statue to have a cone on its head?
No, Bill, if you think of Glasgow, every time you see it, it's always got a cone on it.
At the end of the day, the people of Glasgow want the cone there, so just leave it there. It's not hurting anybody. It's kind of a landmark. Just leave it as it is. And it's part of who we are as Glaswegians.
I think it's a bit of a joke, really. You know, it just takes away the culture of the whole place, you know. It just takes away the whole culture of the place.
So you don't like the cone?
No. It's a joke.
Well, that's the point. It is a joke, but you think it's a joke that's worn a bit thin?
Yes, absolutely. Died a long time ago, years ago.
I have seen people climb up to actually put the cone.
You've actually seen it happen?
Yeah, I've seen it happen once or twice. It is quite funny, and it would be a shame to not see it there because I've got friends from Edinburgh, and they come and they see the cone and they laugh at it. So I think it's quite a memorable thing for this part of town.
Well, let's continue that conversation now live. I'm delighted to say I'm joined by cone campaigner Michael Gray to talk about the pros and cons of this issue. What about that guy that we've just heard from there saying this was a joke, but it stopped being funny years ago?
I think he should lighten up a wee bit. I wore my cone hat into work this morning.
Which you're wearing now as we speak, of course.
And there is considerable enthusiasm from the public for this hat and for the cone on the statue. I think 45,000 people have liked the Facebook page saying that they support the cone. Thousands of people have signed a petition. There's going to be a party to support the cone here tonight at 5 p.m.
Originally planned as a rally to save the cone, of course.
Absolutely. National Collective called a rally last night to support the cone as an important part of Glasgow's civic tradition. And I think this morning the public are warming to that idea. A lot of people are here taking photos and just smiling because it brightens people's day.
What about the argument, though, that it's vandalism and it costs a lot of money, perhaps £10,000 a year to take the cone down, £100 a pop?
I think the council and the consul have really just carried out a really shoddy consultation here. There's been very little discussion with the public about the real costs at the heart of this cone proposal. And I think if you look at the vast sums of money that this cone brings into the Glasgow economy, especially the tourist economy, business and citizens will be happy for the cone to stay.
Michael Gray, cone campaigner from the National Collective. Thank you very much indeed for joining us live on the programme this morning. Now outside the Gallery of Modern Art, where the Duke of Wellington, I should say, is cone-free this morning. I'll hand you back to the studios.
Hugh, thank you very much for that. Hugh Williams there down in the city centre this morning. We did ask to speak to someone from Glasgow City Council, but no one was available.
Well, that's your lot from us. Pun-free zone from now on. We're back tomorrow at 6. Louise White is here now with Colkey at 10 to 9. Good morning.
Good morning. Do you know, I've heard it all now.
Yes.
A cone is responsible for bringing money to Glasgow's economy. Isn't that brilliant?
I wonder how many booking their holidays to Glasgow say, I'm going to go and see the cone.
But do you know what? When I walk past the Duke of Wellington and his cone, I don't even give it a second thought now. It's just omnipresent,
yeah,
isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. It's part of the folklore now.
Indeed. You two have a lovely day.
Thank you. Bye-bye.